Nancy Hiller has been working as a cabinet maker in Bloomington, Indiana for the last 15 years. In her spare time, she writes articles about the craft in such magazines as American Bungalow and Old House Interiors. Hiller's latest monograph, published by the Indiana University Press, examines a piece of furniture that was a fixture of the American kitchen from 1890 to 1930.
We call them Hoosier cabinets because at this point in history, that name has become a generic term, the same way as we talk about Kleenexes and Xerox copiers.
But the Hoosier Manufacturing Company of Newcastle, Indiana, was not the only outfit making the cabinets.
The fact is there were several other primary makers of these cabinets, such as Sellers, Boone, and McDougall. They were also purveyed through the Sears and Roebuck catalog. And there were numerous other makers whose names haven't even necessarily come down to us because, like any successful commodity, this item was copied.
Hoosier cabinets, not to mention the other brands, were exceedingly popular in their heyday.
At their peak in the 1920s, over 2 million Hoosier manufacturing brand cabinets had been sold, and the company was proud to say that their cabinets were in 1 in 10 American households.
What was it that made the cabinet such a hot commodity?
The Hoosier cabinet was developed right around the time when the whole efficiency movement in business was coming into its heyday, I would say. The design of the cabinet is genuinely very practical. It had room for, well, they claimed everything you would need in order to prepare a meal, store food and dishes and cookware in order to prepare that meal, and then to put those things away after you had washed them. And you could accomplish all of this without undue walking around your kitchen, which replaced the old way of doing things, which entailed many, many, many thousands of steps per day, according to the advertising literature.
The freestanding cabinet pictured in the vintage advertisements that illustrate Hiller's study, The Hoosier Cabinet in Kitchen History, was customized with a wealth of components, most strikingly the udder-like sifters hanging from its upper compartments.
I remember as a child being delighted by the flour sifter of the Hoosier cabinet that my mother brought home from a junk shop in 1968 because it was a working part. Our modern cabinets in our 1960s kitchen did not have things like that. But in the Hoosier cabinet, you would actually pour the flour into a storage container, which was cleverly designed to reduce the amount of lifting and spilling that would be entailed in loading the flour canister. And then it would be funneled into this chute under which the housewife would put a bowl and into which she would sift the flour. There is a playful quality to that aspect of the design, and there was a similar design for sugar. And then there were spice carousels, which are also somewhat toy-like. In some of them, the carousel would spin around.
A pull-out preparation counter, retractable cookbook holder, and menu planning dial were some of the other interactive features of the cabinet. The design of the Hoosier cabinet was not only clever, but whimsical.
Which did, I would say, make them fun to use if a woman using it were inclined to see her work as fun.
Advertisers of the era picked up on the playfulness, efficiency, and visual beauty of the cabinets to launch one of the most massive marketing campaigns to date.
In fact, the Hoosier cabinet is cited by some scholars of consumerism as one of the products whose advertising and marketing campaigns help to give positive reinforcement to many of the techniques that were being developed early in the 20th century.
Magazine ads showing a dewy bride removing her apron long before dusk in front of an impeccable kitchen cabinet held promise for a nation of homemakers.
this cabinet is going to help you get your work done quickly, efficiently, easily, joyfully, and then you will still have energy at the end of the day to greet your husband with a smile on your face, to be kind and sweet to your children, rather than being, as they called it in much of their advertising literature, all fagged out at the end of a day of drudgery.
Considering all the marketing muscle that went into turning the Hoosier cabinet into a status symbol, it's easy to wonder whether the product's claims of lightening a woman's load were not disingenuous. Would you say that the Hoosier cabinet was a symbol of liberation for a lot of women, or was it actually just one more tool of oppression?
All the, you know, cynical interpretations of the advertising and marketing aside, I think that many women of the time must have come to the cabinet with a proper degree of appreciation for what it represented about how women's work was recognized. Okay, you know, maybe it was never given its due compared to the accomplishments of various businessmen and captains of industry and men in government. But still, the object in its own right, in a way, is a material manifestation of accomplishment and of potential accomplishment in one of the most important places for anyone's life, that is the kitchen where food is prepared.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Yael Cassander.